Okay, the countdown is begun. The polling has begun for the JV heavyweight eights: Brown, Wisconsin, Cal, Washington, Harvard, Stanford are on the line, and they are. The flag is up. They're gone. Here it is, the grand final for the JV heavyweight eights. It's going to be a battle royale for all of these crews. Wisconsin had a really good Eastern sprint. California and Washington, both strong crews. Harvard has made great improvements, and Washington is out two seats on California in the early going. Washington at 41. Cal's running in second, just a seat or so behind. Cal's at 40. Harvard and Brown are tied for third. Wisconsin, fourth or fifth. And on the outside, Stanford would be sixth. Washington got two seats on Cal. Washington, two seats on Cal. Then it's Cal has seven seats on Bruno. Bruno is in third right now. Bruno has a seat or two over Harvard. Harvard has a seat on Wisconsin. Wisconsin has a seat on, or two seats on Stanford. 120 to the 500. Washington starting to pull out a little bit more on Cal. Washington with five seats on Cal. California, one seat up on Brown. Brown, a few seats up on Harvard. Harvard usually likes to take a push here with 750 meters in. Wisconsin is even with Harvard right now. Brown's in third. Stanford is sixth. It's Washington looking really aggressive, very long, long strokes. They're five or six seats up now. Oh, seven seats. Washington taking a big push here. Washington at 36 has seven seats on Cal. Cal has one narrow seat over Brown. Wisconsin's in fourth, a couple seats ahead of Harvard, and Harvard has a full length up on Stanford. The Huskies look impressive. 245 to the 1,000. The coxswain is looking at the bow balls. The Washington coxswain is looking at the bow balls of Cal, Wisco, and Brown. Now Brown and Wisco are getting by Cal. Brown and Wisco are tied for second. Cal is fourth. Harvard's taking a move now. Harvard's coming up. They don't want to be left out of this party. Harvard at 36 and a half. Washington just loping along, making it look really easy. This crew is technically a very nice looking crew. But the Brown JV keeps coming. Brown JV keeps coming up. Brown is now in second over Wisco. Harvard is overtaking Cal. So Cal is losing speed and everyone else is catching up. Is Brown and Wisco, are they catching up to Washington? Yes, I think they are. Brown has come back a third of a length, so that Washington's lead is down to two-thirds of a length. Anthony Manigani in the Brown bow seat of the JV, taking a good look over at Washington. 500 meters to go. It's Washington by two-thirds of a length over Brown. 2.9 seconds. That's almost a length. Washington's going to pour it on right here. Washington at 30. Let's see here. Washington's gone to 39. And Harvard is trying to move up into third. Give Wisconsin the edge slightly, but Harvard's trying to make a run of it. Brown. This is the best row that Brown JVs have had all year. This is a really impressive finish for them. Washington doesn't look like anyone can touch them. Washington's been at 39 for 500 meters. Well, not quite. They've went up at 500.
Washington tries to hold off Brown, and that rate bump looks like it's extended the Washington lead again. Yes, Washington pulling away, now has nearly a length again, but it's Harvard on the far side. Charging past Brown. Looks like Harvard may end up with the silver. Brown trying desperately to hold on to the silver medal as Harvard attacks and attacks again. And it was Brown in silver medal. Very close then between Harvard, California, and Wisconsin for third, fourth, and fifth. And again, we see not just the depth of the Husky program, but also the strength as, again, in the last 300 meters, their last gear took them away easily. They extended their narrow lead to a comfortable one by the end. Brown, jubilant after coming through for a silver medal, and then an exciting finish as Harvard nipped California and Wisconsin, and they'll be taking home the bronze.